You're listening to SBS News.
A new year and a new tactic in Myanmar's bloody civil war. With no air power of their own, Myanmar's pro-democracy rebels are resorting to drones to target military convoys and installations. But rebel commander Major General Nerda Bomea says they're no match for the ruling junta's combat helicopters and fighter jets.
They bomb the areas, they use jet fighters, and they're shooting at our soldiers, but they cannot do many damage. But we started waging guerrilla warfare.
Some 20 civilians have been killed in recent days by junta forces in Karen State near the Thailand border, with 30 more civilian deaths over Christmas. People rush to seek refuge in neighbouring India and Thailand, with little food or water to sustain them. General Bomea says footage of entire villages demolished by bombs shows the desperate need for United Nations intervention.
It is necessary for UN to enforce certain regulations so that set up no-fly zone so that they won't attack the civilians. Right now, I think they're frightened by the fightings, and also they're using all kinds of their power to hold on to carry on. So they use jet fighters, bombers, and artillery shooting at our soldiers and civilians every day.
These are calls backed by Myanmar's government in exile. Here's Aung Myo Min from Myanmar's National Unity Government.
Concern and statement is not enough. The military every day committing crimes, terrorist act against the people. People are dying, and it's comprised of international crimes against humanity.
But the fierce gun battles are far from relenting. As it fights multiple pro-democracy and ethnic armed forces right across the country, there are signs the junta forces are struggling. Rebels are claiming to have captured the flashpoint town of Damoso in recent days. A former cruise ship worker, Sorway Namu, has volunteered with the Karen fighters. He says he is proud to combat junta forces.
We protect the people as much as we can, and as much as we can support to them, to the person who are protecting the people. So we are, I really proud of myself to work this kind of job right now.
The Karen fighters say more than 400 Myanmar soldiers have been killed since the start of the new year. Yet General Bomea's belief in his troops remains steadfast.
But our soldiers are in a good shape, good morale, and we'll keep fighting and we'll keep pushing them until they collapse. You know, if we don't give up, we can never lose. Freedom and victory start from the heart. When you don't want to give up, you can never lose.
Both on the battlefront and on the streets, the calls for the restoration of democracy endure. Brooke Young, SBS News.